we have just conducted the ribbon cutting for the new Pollen Pavilions here at the World Dairy Expo, and Mark Clark, the Executive Director of the Alliant Energy Center, is standing here with me, and we chatted back at the groundbreaking ceremony just 30 weeks ago. Lots of things have happened since then. Take me through through the last 30 weeks. In a short amount of time.
Well, everything's been kind of a short amount of time with this project, but again, welcome back. I think it's a little different than last time you and I talked.
Absolutely.
It was a really fun 30 weeks, actually, to be honest with you. There was challenges along the way, but everybody had the common goal of getting done by this event, and they knew the consequences if we weren't done, so it really came together. I'd be lying if I said the last 2 weeks weren't a little bit hectic, but our general contractor, Myron, did an incredible job of getting this project finished on time, and I think the deliverable that anybody that we've talked to so far is completely amazed and impressed, and the building is functioning exactly like we intended to do when we did the design. So we're really happy with that part of it.
Well, as we were here for the reception last night that New Holland sponsored, I had a chance to talk with a few people, and they were just pretty excited with the results and were just in awe with the schedule and the time frame. Take me through a few of the most important specs when it comes to the building. During the press conference, we talked about the airflow and things like that, but what are some key innovative innovations that make this a state-of-the-art building?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing when we went into this, we took the animal safety, animal comfort, and the safety and amenities for the attendees. So those were the highest priorities we had. You know, there's nothing in here that's really state-of-the-art groundbreaking. It's all the right things were done. And we took into account the footing for the animals. I had to be able to clean the floor myself, the HVAC system, just the width of the aisles and the stalls so people could move around and really move around safely. Because some of these events, there's a lot of strollers, a lot of kids. Like today, there's kids all over the place. We want to make it a really safe environment for animal movement one direction, people movement the other direction. So that's some of the things that we took into account when we were designing it. But obviously, footing is a very, very important thing. And we think we came up with that win-win, not only for the dairy industry, but for the equine industry. I need to be able to clean it to put a flat show in the following week. So the stalling system in here is really neat because I can completely remove this whole facility and put another type show in literally within a couple days. So those are the things that we really took into account when we were really building it.
Well, beyond World Dairy, you talked about other shows. Since this has this project has taken shape and now finished, what other events and activities are you hoping to get in here?
Well, that's the really neat thing is we were hoping that, you know, if you build it, they will come. And that really philosophy did come true. We have a lot of equine shows, a lot of dairy shows, beef shows that have already signed contracts. One of our biggest problems right now is trying to find weekends for some of the events that are calling us that want to come in, and there just aren't enough weekends on the calendar between April and November. But it's the responses from the livestock industry has been really just outstanding, and we've got some really nice new events contracted even out through 2020 right now.
It's an exciting time and an exciting week here you have planned. Thank you once again talking with Mark Clark, the Executive Director for the Alliant Energy Center here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo. I'm Jamie Johansson.